Blog Talk Radio.
And may the God bless each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on today to the Power of Prayer Talk Show. I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. I'm going to be on briefly because I have a conference call at 6, and I'm going to just use 15 minutes, but then I'm going to come back tomorrow and finish up the segment, if that's all right with you. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We give you the honor and we give you the glory because you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be magnified. Oh, gracious Father, I thank you for waking us up this morning, God, keeping us in our right mind, but most of all, that, Lord God, you did not let the death angel take over. Father God, in the Kandalayobosha, I pray, God, that you will lift the heavy burden off the ones that have lost people to this virus, God. God, I pray that you will console their spirits. God, I pray for that you will give them understanding. God, I pray that you will uplift them in this time of famine and in this time of trouble. And these things we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want you to call in if you have any questions, and the call in is 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. I know this COVID-19 is going on and everything is going on, people saying this and people saying that, but the actuality is, what is God saying? What are you doing to enhance your physical and your spiritual health while this thing is going on, this COVID-19 is going on? Some people say this is a sign of the times, that God is calling his people back to him, that God is calling the nation back to him, that God is trying to get our attention. And yes, we can see that by the things that are happening. And some people didn't even expect this to come on. But if we was in a spiritual standpoint to know God and who God really is, and if we was in our word daily, we would have seen this come up on us. So many people say we have to pray against it, and we got to pray for this and pray for that. But what is God telling you to pray for? God will strategically give you what to do and what to say in any crisis that we go through. Come on here, somebody. So I'm talking about the prioritizing your physical and your spiritual health. Okay, for we know that we go to God in prayer for everything, for fellowship, for answers, for to upkeep us, because in Jude say we have to pray in the Holy Ghost to build ourselves up into the Holy Ghost. Speaking in tongues is good as well, because that builds us up in the Holy Ghost. But we also know while we getting our spiritual being together, we also have to look at our physical nature. And I don't want to linger on the COVID-19, but so many people are doing what they want to do regarding this. And yes, we have faith, and we know God is in control of everything. But true and all, when God puts people over us that are in authority, guess what? We have to obey the public officials, the government, and everyone that is in authority over us, because that's what the word of the Lord says. Because if we don't obey what the government says, for instance, about the church settings, how that we are supposed to have a number of people in church, but yet the government and the president say it's different. But in Romans 13:1, it says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained by God. So, and in verse 2, it says, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. God is saying we're supposed to obey those that are in authority over us. So, this is to protect, even though they are telling us to use social distancing, this is to protect our physical health. Just like we have to have our spiritual health, and with the spiritual health, we have to constantly read our word, constantly pray, constantly seek the face of God. But most of all, we have to fast to kill this flesh. But in order for us to do the things in the spiritual realm, we got to protect our physical realm. Because we have to remember, this spirit that we have is encased in a body, a physical body. This is where our spirit resides. This is just a shell, but our spirit resides in this. So you don't want to kill your spiritual being to override your physical being. Do you understand what I'm saying? So during this time, you have so many people that are upset, panicky, don't know what to do. They have totally forgot to seek God. Because I just posted on Facebook, this is the perfect time to get before the Lord. This is the perfect time to ask God, Lord, what you want me to do? Or this is the perfect time to see God and his face like never before, because I am in a consecration for myself, because it's some things I know that I'm lacking that I want God to do for me, not only in the physical realm, but the spiritual realm. People of God, we got to take care of our physical bodies, just like we have to take care of our spirit. So how can we take care of our physical bodies if we are disobeying the rules of the government? So come on, let's practice social distancing. Let's practice the things they have told us to practice. And yes, we know God is in complete control, but then yes, we also got to use common sense. That's why God put these people in office, because God is totally in control over them. Because I'm tired of people saying, it's the devil doing this, it's the devil doing... No, the devil don't have that much power over nobody. He don't have power at all. This is all God's doing to get his attention, to get our attention back to him. And yes, even in the midst of us being consecrated unto God, there are still unbelievers out there that don't even know what's going on, but then they want Jesus. So this is our perfect time to minister Jesus unto them. Come on here, somebody. But how can we minister if we are living in fear ourselves? Come on here. Fear paralyzes us. Fear makes you say, hey, God can't do what he do. Fear is telling you that God's word is a liar. So we have to prioritize this thing. And I'm coming on here to encourage you that God said he never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed beg bread. But that's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. How you doing, Apostle AJ?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to be on for a short while because I have a conference call. But I just want, I was just telling the people of God how that we have to prioritize our physical health along with our spiritual health, and how that we know that what's going on in the world today. But still and all, we have faith in God and we know God is in control. But basically, don't be ignorant. We have to still obey the government that is over us, according to Romans 13. We still have to obey those that are over us. And I was telling them, man of God, how that in order for our physical health to keep functioning, we must abide in the spiritual realm as well, because this is a spiritual thing here, manifested into the natural. And, man of God, you can just finish and take over to let the people know how important you have to line that up together.
Woman of God, it's very important for us to take care of ourselves physically as well as ourselves spiritually, because ultimately both goes hand in hand. I've noticed, and it's something I'm starting to adopt, what I see a lot of other preachers doing. Even I noticed that a lot more preachers are in gym. A lot more preachers are eating clean eating. They're doing this and they're doing that. And, you know, woman of God, and I'm going to admit this. I know we don't have long, but I'm going to admit this. I had to admit to myself the other day that my weight was hindering me from being effective in the kingdom like I'm supposed to be. And I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but the truth is
that's
the lie.
Okay.
And I said, you know, it's time for me to start eating clean. It's time for me to start, you know, exercising and losing weight, because I should be farther than where I am in ministry now. And it's so important for us to sit down as men and women of God, and even as Christians, and look inside of ourselves and admit that it's time for us to get to a place where we understand that it's time for us to line up our physical with our spiritual. Because he said, I desire that you prosper even as your soul prosper. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. We save, but we still looking defeated. We save, but we still broke. And we save, but we still sick. That's not God's desire for us.
Yeah. That is so true. And I was telling them how important that it is to take note of this here, because, man of God, this is the time where you can really get into the presence of God. Even though we are in, I'm not going to say lockdown, because we're not in lockdown. There are certain places we can go right now. But this is a time to reevaluate yourself. Because, man of God, we have people out there that are unbelievers. And I believe that this is to get the attention of not only God's saints, but the ones who don't know God. So what can we tell them if that we're not spending time with the Lord? So I was sharing with them. I say this is the perfect time to get into the Word of God, to you know, seek God like never before, to get back to that place where that you may think you done fell off. So what do you say, man of God?
Oh, my God, I was telling our, when we were doing church by phone, the other, yesterday, in fact, I was telling, no, Tuesday, I was telling the people of God that God is squeezing Mother Earth right now. And the reason why he's squeezing her is he's trying to get the unbelievers' attention. And I was telling the people of God, don't take it personal that we're caught in the crossfire, because it's not meant to burn us up. It's meant just to shake everybody up. And as I looked at it and as I began to ponder on it, I understood that the earth has really turned itself away from Christ. And, you know, woman of God, God is giving signs that he's getting ready to send his son Jesus back. And he say he's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. If he raptured right now, we would have a lot of people left behind. And it's mainly because those people try to feel they can do every alternative except Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And it's sad. And then I had someone to tell me, and I'm not trying to expose nobody, but I had posted a Facebook thing about how we should obey the government. And one of the persons was confused. Well, they wasn't confused, but they actually thanked me for stepping out, putting that scripture up, because they said they couldn't understand why the preacher in Baton Rouge kept a church open and defying the laws of the land. And I really didn't want to get into it because there's a certain place you can discuss leaders with, you know, other people. So I just said, you're welcome, and then I cut it out. Man of God, don't you feel like we as leaders supposed to be examples?
Absolutely, woman of God. And if we don't know how to take instruction, or we don't know how to obey, we can't expect our people to obey. Like
exactly.
What that preacher did in Baton Rouge, I'm going to tell you flat out why he did it. Because he's scared that those tithes and offering are going to get choked. Let me tell you something.
Indeed.
And I'm just being honest. And this is from an administration point of view inside of the church. Listen.
Yeah.
Stop being some little pussycats. And this is what I mean when I say that. Tell them people, listen. Be direct with your people. Listen, we can't, you know, per the instruction of the governor, we cannot have church. We cannot do this and we cannot congregate right now. But please PayPal in, mail in, get your tithes and offerings in, because we still have expenses that we have to defray for the church. Be honest with them people instead of making them congregate and then getting sick and then you're looking like a fool in the state, hollering about, oh, the Lord going to heal them. No, you're putting a dollar on every sheep head.
Okay. I think this has been the most crunch because people are in an uproar, especially the churches, because they feel like, okay, if my members can't work, where are the tithes going to come from? Where are this sustainment of the ministry or the church is going to come from? But, man of God, this ain't nothing new because God kept telling us months ago to prepare, to prepare, prepare. We didn't know what we was preparing for because he would tell us to buy this, buy that, stock up on this, get you a little account or something like that. He kept wanting us to prepare. But this showed me some things that you can't put your trust in people.
That's
when
right.
it comes to finance, you can't, because this is the time right here. God is showing you the hearts of the people, especially the ones he have called, where their faith level is and how much they are believing in man and in not him. So, yeah, this goes beyond what we see. But my prayer is, because somebody asked me, to pray, and they were going to give me what to pray for. But I immediately turned it down because I don't want to pray against the will of the Father, because this could be his will to do something in this. So that's why you have to be careful what you're praying for, because you could be praying against his will. So with that being said, man of God, do you have any last words for the people? Because the way that people are saying this should be going on for a while now, but only God knows when is the deadline for this.
Woman of God, all I can tell the people of God is stay within his will, stay within your word. Most importantly, use wisdom, faith and wisdom do not go hand in hand. Faith is faith and wisdom is wisdom. So don't do nothing foolish to something you got to go to God for later and say fix. Do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Use common sense so that God can do what he got to do. And in due time, this plague is going to stop choking the land.
It's going to stop choking the land. And if they will read in the Old Testament, they could see where the different famines had came over the land, the different plagues. But see, man of God, I was telling somebody the other day, I say we are experiencing the God of the Old Testament. Even though we have grace and mercy, he is still the God of the Old Testament. He will do whatever he has to do to get your attention.
Yes,
so
Lord.
I just thank and I praise God for what he's doing, and I'm praying for the believers that they will say yes to Jesus and they will accept him. So, man of God, I thank you so much for tuning in. We have a conference call at 6, but I did want to bring this on so that people can know you have to take care of your physical body as well as
yes.
your spiritual body. So if you don't have anything, man of God, you don't have anything else?
No, ma'am.
All right. So I will see you on the line Monday if it's the Lord's willing.
Amen. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in on today. And I just want to encourage you to stay in your word. Remember, God is right there with you, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And be prayerful and hear the Spirit of the Lord. So until we meet again, y'all be blessed.